Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to get you started this Wednesday morning. Some have called it cruel. Homelessness worker says dismantling encampments goes against city's housing first strategy. Action such as the repeated dismantling of the Memorial Park homeless encampment not only make it more difficult for successful outreach, but are also in opposition to the city's housing first strategy, said Homelessness Network coordinator Raymond Landry. The Housing First strategy is evidence-based, and one that the federal government has put central to the National Homelessness Strategy. It is also the mandate adopted by the City of Greater Sudbury in 2016, and the focus of their funding partnership with the Homelessness Network. The issue is that the consistent upheaval of those requiring services, of those looking for housing, is contrary to the guiding principles of Housing First. According to their core values, the goal of the Homelessness Network is to assist those who are absolutely homeless. For example, those living on the streets or in places not intended for human habitation, or staying in emergency shelters, to find and maintain housing through a case management program, specialized in assisting those in need by addressing barriers to achieving permanent housing. Housing First is the concept that people are better able to move forward with their lives if they are housed. And studies show this is a stronger approach than what's known as treatment first, taking care of the person's treatment needs before finding them housing. Read more here. Crown drops drug charge against former reporter who faces child pornography charges. The single drug charge against former Sudbury reporter Callum Senek O'Flanagan, who also goes by Callum Radya, has been withdrawn by the Crown's office. Senek O'Flanagan was charged with drug possession, cocaine, when he was first charged in February 2019 with 5 counts of possession of child pornography, 2 counts of accessing child pornography, and 3 counts of distribution, sending child pornography. Both the Crown and the defense are preparing for a one-day preliminary hearing on October 21. The Crown has 2 witnesses that will testify. A preliminary hearing is held to see whether the Crown has the evidence needed to commit the accused person to stand trial. Check out the full story here. Laurentian U asks permission to extend its insolvency restructuring into 2022. Laurentian University is asking for permission to extend its restructuring efforts into the new year, documents filed before the courts reveal. The university is in court once again August 27, asking that the stay of proceedings protecting it against its creditors be extended until January 31, 2022. At the same court date, Laurentian is also asking that the maturity date for more than $35 million in bridge financing loans also be extended until January 31, 2022. The university announced February 1 it is insolvent, and had filed for creditor protection under the Company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, a move that's unprecedented in the post-secondary sector. Learn more here. With workplace vaccine mandates becoming more common, what rules must employers follow? With both the federal and provincial governments announcing COVID-19 vaccine mandates for various groups of public employees, so too have many in the private sector. Several businesses and corporations have revealed in recent days their plans to put vaccine mandates in place as Ontario and the rest of the country moves to the start of a new school year in September, and many employees are also returning back to work after summer vacations. Although the majority of Canadians and a majority of Sudbury District residents have opted for vaccines, there are still large numbers of individuals who have not taken the jab. Experts have said while many companies are moving in the direction of mandatory vaccines, it is not as simple as getting the shot or else. Peninsula Canada, a well-known human resources firm, specializing in health and safety issues, said there is much to be considered. Read the full story here. Mike Comito's back for the second period, releasing another story, a day hockey history book in 2018. Mike Comito penned his first book, Hockey 365, Daily Stories from the Ice. It was kind of like a word-a-day calendar, but with a different hockey story for each day of the year, chronicling the sport's history as far back as 1875. 3 years later, Comito is putting out a second volume of hockey history stories. Hockey 365, The Second Period, More Daily Stories from the Ice, is being released by his publisher, Dundurn Press, on September 28. Learn more here. Sudbury business owners say they're still waiting on provincial COVID relief funding while waiting for funding the province had promised him. Jack's Diner owner Chris Cunningham found himself playing a one-sided version of answering machine tag. At issue, he said, are two rounds of COVID-19 relief funding through the Ontario Small Business Support Grant he'd received email confirmation he was approved for. These two rounds of funding, in February and April, were to be deposited into his bank account within 10 days. I'm still waiting on the money, he said. No matter who I call or email, no one has ever gotten back to me. I just want an answer. When am I getting the money? Am I getting the money? What happened to it? Cunningham brought his concerns to Sudbury NDP MPP Jamie West, who in turn reached out to provincial officials regarding Cunningham's case and other business owners expressing frustration with their grant application responses. His NDP colleague in Nickel Belt, France Gelinas, did the same thing for her constituents. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Wednesday weather. Wednesday will be mainly cloudy. 60% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon with risk of a thunderstorm. Wind southwest 20 km per hour becoming light in the morning. High of 28°C, humidex 36°C, UV index 6 or high. Wednesday night will be clear with a low of 13°C.